Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, 10:49 a.m. and I'm recording this session because I feel very happy. And the reason behind this happiness is, I think 3 months back, when I resigned from my office, I started something online and I wanted to see how it works. Whether it is good or bad, is it sustainable way of looking forward to get some extra income? I'm sorry, it's a disclaimer. I'm not selling any product to anyone. It is just my experience. So that is what I wanted to share. So this is a short disclaimer. I'm not selling anything. Again, I'm reiterating. This is just an information for you guys. If you really do stuff in a way that means to, you will get success. So success is a definition. If you'll ask me, what is your success and what is your definition? For me, the experience is success, and I measure success basis on what I have done and how much I have learned out of it. It might be in return, it might be loss. It made loss to me, or it gave some losses to me, or profit. It is okay. But for me, the learning is biggest success for me, because based on that learning, I can make another big things that can take me nearer to the success. So this is the definition of my success. So let's start how I started. At the beginning of 2020, when everything was going well, I didn't have plan. I was having a plan to go to Dubai, because based on my current job that time, and I was on the same position, I wanted to go to Dubai office, because obviously I like internationalization and the exposure that I wanted to looking for, I was looking forward to have. And Delhi, it is almost 6 years, and I feel like no, I need to explore more places rather to sticking one places, because my company is giving those kind of liberty to, you know, explore more opportunity, throw out the career wherever you want and whatever you want to do. So it is just up to you how much capability you are carrying inside and how much ability you have to perform well. So this is what I wanted to do till Jan beginning. Feb was going well, and March I wanted to start my application, because from March onward, the company, March or April, company starts showing up employment requirement. So the job vacancies get published in March or April onward. So it was going well, but that time the sudden pandemic thing was sounding like it is something which is coming like a storm. It started in China. Everything was going well that time in Asia, in our country, in rest of the world. But December was quite surprising. Something was going well. December, Jan and March. Till March, everything was faded. We were in notion to not knowing things, what is going on, what is not. So nobody knows what exactly was going on that time. At the meantime, lockdown started happening. And March, I got stuck at my friend's place. And he's by profession engineer, and he's working in the same company. We used to work in the same company, but different department. And he's very smart and intelligent guy. He's extremely potential in terms of his work and skills as well. So we were doing our job every day, 9 to 6, 9 to 7, 9 to 8 sometime. It was going well, and surprisingly I was liking it, because obviously I didn't travel, and I got chance to spend more time on doing research part that time. So I thought, what to do, what to not to do. I'm feeling stuck in my life that time in March or April. It was April, because 24th, last week of the March, it was lockdown. It started, and then April onward, I was there, and I was learning a lot of things, especially design thinking and co-curriculum and innovation, because I wanted to do something, I wanted to learn something, and I wanted to use my mind to create something better. So that time onward, I was getting mentored by, still she is my mentor till today, I was getting mentored by Katharina Bulgaria. She's extremely awesome lady, and I'm lucky that she accepted me as a mentor, mentee, and I have been in touch with her. We were having almost every week a call, and we discuss about how it works, what to do, what to not to do, how design thinking works and all. So the basic understanding about design thinking was to think and create some solution, some innovative solutions that can change something or something in someone's life, or in short, that can be revolutionized the system. Either it is a product or services, it depends what I am creating and what solution I am putting into the place. So I was just thinking about the problem I came is like, there was a lot of problem, but I'll cover this in later part. I'm just covering a little bit glimpse about this. So I was getting mentored, I was thinking like, what to do, what to not do, and that time onward, because obviously I wanted to go for masters as well, I want to pursue my master from abroad, especially UK, Canada, and I want to see the world from my own experience, I want to experience the world. So I was going well, everything going well, and at the meantime I was feeling stuck at the same time, because I didn't get that much time to think about these things, plan A, plan B. And business was performing well. We were doing really well in my KPIs, and we were achieving goals and all. But personal KPIs were a little bit slower side, because it felt like I was feeling like I'm stuck somewhere. I need to explore. And that time onward, I decided, no, I need to take break. So going ahead. Participated in India versus COVID-19 challenge, decided, juried by international mentors and big players in corporate, Lufthansa and all, Mural. These guys were sponsored those events. This was 2 days event, or 2-3 days event. We need to innovate some solutions based on our own experience. Since I'm coming from a farmer's background, I know the problem, what farmers face nowadays. So I proposed the same thing, and we were top 4. So our number was 4. Since we were not top 3, we were on top 4. Our plan was really good and appreciated by all the juries. And we were like going well. And then I thought, let's start some businesses. And I was thinking what to do, what to not to do. And I was reading about the copper, brass, e-commerce and all. Online, FBA, everything, whatever business came that time on in my mind, I thought just to experiment those things. So it was almost June was the time when I thought, no, I won't be able to survive, I need to resign, to take some break, experience life, understand my own wish, my own understanding, what I am, who I am, what I can do. These things was my question. How I can make big difference, how I can be independent enough to explore more opportunity, how I cannot be accountable for something and only for things that matters to me. And July, then it was June, then the time came. I called my manager, I discussed that I'm not feeling good and I want to take break, I want to resign. She said, take more time, and I took a month's time to decide, and then again I returned back to her and said, I think I need to take break. It's not because it's not appropriate time, because I think I'll be able to manage stuff. And she was a little bit worried about me, how I will manage, because obviously it's pandemic, I was not having anything in my hand. And she, being a good manager, she has this concern about every employee, every team member who is belonging to
her team. And my team leader is also quite good. So both ladies helped me to understand whether it is the right time to take action or not. And some, trust me, I was feeling like so much down that time, because obviously you are taking that much of decision where you have been walking since 5 and 8 months. You are about to complete your 6th year. You are on the 6th year and you are about to complete 6 years in December. And everything going well, but I decided, if not now, then when? If I'll take action after 3 months or 6 months, then I need to start from zero. If I'll take now, I think by that time I'll be able to start from at least one. I would have some time or some experience in my hand. I think I would be able to justify myself. I gave myself enough time to think about it. And I just decided to pen down my stuff. It was a hard moment for me. It was a hard moment for my company as well. I'm not sure how much, but for me it was hard because whatever I do, I love doing it and I feel connected towards that particular stuff. And trust me, the biggest success or biggest achievement or biggest thing in my life is whatever I do feel connected towards that particular stuff. Either it is person or work or anything that I have in my life, I'm deep in touch with that particular stuff. I feel too much closer to that and I feel it is part of my life. And obviously it was almost, if you can calculate, 5 years 8 months, it's big time. And that time I'm unable to express, because obviously that time I can feel, I'm just trying to explain how I felt that time. And my manager was really careful about me and she was asking if you need anything and any support, do let us know. And it was like, okay. And I'm thankful to every team member in my FedEx family where I belonged since then. And I have learned, I have gained so much of information and knowledge. And I have gained the expertise being independent. I've gained the ability to learn anything. And thankfully, I am able to manage to acquire some certain skills or certifications. That is the biggest achievement of my life so far. My performance and achievements was bigger than my year of experience. And numbers is higher than my experience and numbers, because of the consistency, the hard work, and the dedication. Passion for work. That is what I should use. Because I never failed. I'm doing my job. I thought it's my business and I should be an owner of that business and to take that responsibility. That is where I was able to manage all stuff and I was doing. I'm happy that time. And yes, finally that day I came. 28th of July, I mailed my resignation. My manager took almost 10 days, I think 5-7 days to respond, because she wanted me to rethink about it, and finally she accepted it. And my date was 25th of August, but due to some urgency I had to prepone our resignation, and I requested my manager to accept it till 19th, because I need to travel that time on the same day. And due to something, it was good. It's a healthy discussion that time. And my manager supported me for 4 days. And she relieved me on 19th of August. So this is my office journey. And I was having plan B as well that time. Within a month, I planned a plan B. That was, I will start an e-commerce company that will be for FBA and I'll do some sort of product and services in US market. I was not having any experience about these product and services. I relieved from my company, everything going well, and I started from zero. I associated with one of my friend, college friend, after 6 years, we graduated in 2014. After 6 years, we met, we discussed, and we established LLP. I think it's LLP, yes, LLP. And I'm doing everything from product, services and all. And I gave the responsibility about operation part. We traveled a week, almost 7-8 days to source the product from 25th. We started our journey on 27th because for a week I took a break. I took really good break that during that time. I was not doing anything. I was not thinking about anything. I just spent my time with myself and to gain my own truth and veer. The achiever, the lion one, the eagle hunter, the Tanveer one. I came up with my own flow. Like, yes, this is my energy and let's do it. And then we started our company on August itself. We established, we sourced a we traveled almost 10 days. In that corona situation, we traveled every business aspects that we wanted to meet. We were out from our home, from my room, and he's from home. So we were in car, we were living in hotel, restaurant, eating, not eating a day, escaping breakfast and sleeping in the middle of road. So this was a journey of I think it was 10 days journey. We did everything. We sourced the product. We consulted with all the CAs and all. We designed our boxes, we designed our templates, we designed our packaging material, we sourced the product, we packed it, we did everything that takes us raw product to the finished product. And again, I shipped it, I registered my company in USA, FBA portal, and shipped the product. We were waiting for a one sale. It's a 1 day, 2 day, 10 day, 20 day, 25th. August passed, September complete passed, October passed. We got our first order on November. Third week. We thought, okay, we got something. After doing these many stuff, spending lots of experience and hard work behind this particular one sale, and I was quite surprised and happy because this is my happiness, and this is one sale, one product that was ordered by some lucky customer. I always thank that customer, and she ordered one product, and I was like, yes, I'm successful now, because for me it's a big thing. From taking something from zero to one is big thing, and I was very happy that time. Yes, I did it, and I did some more research about how portal works, how it works and all. On December, I thought, let's do some advertisement about our product. So I started running ads. One day, 700 people. 2 day, second day, 1400 people. Third day, 3000 people. 3000 impression, no sale. Spended almost $14 on advertisement. After 10 days, only one sale in the middle of, I think, beginning of the December. Within first week of December, I sold 4 unit of high yield product, and yesterday night I saw it was almost 6 unit that has been shipped. After spending almost $47-$48 in advertisement, I am able to sell almost 6 product, and total impression is almost 12,000, and CTR value is to sell that one product, I had to spend almost a dollar on advertisement.
So from 0 to 1, this is my all experience, and trust me, I am able to express my humble fulfillment or gratitude towards all those people who have been ordering my product and services, product especially. I did really hard work to bring that product to you, and I love you, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to deliver the best quality product that I am able to acquire from the market. Let's see how much I'll innovate something. Definitely I'll try to innovate something, because I'm thinking about it. I'm just doing some research about some big need of the hour product, which should be sustainable, eco-friendly, and it should connect it to the people, by the people to the people. This is my own journey from 0 to 1, and I'm feeling very happy. So what is takeaway from this particular 21 minute podcast? It's not too late. It's always the day one. It might sound like the same old jargon, that is it, but trust me, whenever you try to do it, just do it, because eventually if you'll delay the process, you will delay your success goal. So don't wait. Do some calculative risk and just dive into it. That's it. And make sure you love what you do, because that makes big difference. If you'll not love what you do, you'll not able to perform the best. And in the meantime, I'm planning to go for my master's in UK, and my admission process is going well, and I'm able to collect all the data, I mean all the document. I'm applying for the universities now. So this business is one such experience that I will carry on even in my graduation college as well. If I do business or if I work somewhere, I'll see what to do. Otherwise, I'll deploy this, but I'll monitor this as an advisor or planning or strategist behind this project. So this is all, and yes, I'm going for master's now. I'm thinking to go for international business in the emerging market, because I want to explore the world and travel the world, and that career or that particular field can give me that particular liberty to travel the world. And either MBA or otherwise entrepreneurship, innovation and leadership or marketing. These stuffs are my main priorities. Let's see how well 2021 will turn up. But yeah, 2020 is one year that gave me opportunity to see myself, identify my strength and weakness, worked upon it and take action that I had to take. And yes, I'm happy. This is all my story, guys. If you really like it, do share, subscribe, and do what you love. That's it. Life is so simple. It's easy, because life is very short. So make every moment countable. Live life. Boom. Hi everyone, do you know what is Ikigai? And if you really know how to find Ikigai, do comment me, because whatever I'm going to share with you, it is my own story, and I think this is what a normal roller coaster life looks like, and I think you will like it. And do share your opinion as well. I'm sorry to asking you in upfront before starting whatever I am going to say. But yes, my intention is clear to get my feedback, and that is what I'm looking for. So Ikigai is something which is said that you should be passionate about. You should love that. World should need it, and you should be paid for that. This is what Ikigai is, and you should be happy for doing that. So more often I realize that whenever I achieve my goal, whenever I achieve my dream, after accomplishing that dream, it feels like it's very tiny part of that particular stuff that I have achieved. For example, I have a
I dreamed to live in high-rise apartment. When I was moving into the apartment, I realized that it's tiny fraction that gives you accomplishment of something, and that accomplishment is an experience overall, and you are not rigid towards your own instinct or own feeling or emotion. More often it is experienced by me rather others, because these things which makes me happy, which makes me passionate about, I love doing it unconditionally, and I don't want to bound myself. So spending a lot of time in corporate, now I started a company as well, walking there, now going for another roller coaster ride, I will share that with you all. I realized that it's really fair to have unconventional life, unconventional feeling of getting lost somewhere sometime, not often but sometime, and then getting realize that it is something which is very, very natural in nature. I cannot presume 24/7 everything. That is just a thing which every day we need to do. It is okay, that is habit. We need to love that habit as well, to sustain our happiness, to sustain our passion, to achieve that goal that we have. And at this age, where I am, I realize that now, it's okay to be unfair sometime, and accept that unfair advantage of being someone or being somewhere. It's not a rocket science. It's just that we need to accept the truth of being upfront or acceptable. No matter if somebody accept your thought or support your thought or not, everybody has their own school of thought. They follow their own school of thought. So you might be different than them. Rather to be together on the same shell. So I don't think so. It's going to work. And that is what is happening over a period of time. Now the journey which I am going to start is totally different journey. Totally different journey. Here my intention is just to get myself happy every day, get up early in the morning, start my walk, and then move on and find another opportunity, then walk, then move on. This is what I have been doing, and I feel happy for that. Let's see how well it will work and how well it is going to start, but that's what I am doing. Today is 8th of February, and after getting up, this question is very often in my mind, that how it feels when you have something in hand and you want to lose it. And I realize it's very natural to lose, because you cannot control everything. Sometimes you need to accept, sometimes you need to give the liberty to yourself to express, sometimes you need to just go on. That's perfectly fine. No, there's nothing wrong or right on it about it. And that is what is happening. So let's see how well I will inculcate in life in coming time, but I'm happy for that. It's a small
block or dice that I should say I'm playing and getting whatever number it is, in my way is falling. I'm accepting it, I'm experiencing it, I'm just living it. My intention is not wrong anyway, but yeah, this is what is happening and I'm happy for that. And this isn't my own experience. Life is beautiful, trust me. Life is extremely beautiful if you accept life as an adventurous journey. Every day will happen different. Every day you will experience something different than the previous day, and that is what life is all about. I mean, while recording it, I'm feeling very accomplished, a happy man. That is what makes people a people, a real people. People make big difference about it. Sometimes it is okay to slow down. Sometimes it is okay to go a little speed or beyond the speed. And I realized when I was in corporate, and that time I was in college as well, and I mean, I was pursuing my postgrad, and that time I remember my 24 hours was like exact timing that was just going. I was just waiting for 9-6 in the evening to go to my classes, and then after classes I just excited to go to my room, have food and sleep, so that next morning I need to get up early in the morning to repeat that routine, because I was in verge of achieving something in return. That was my education, that too from my dream university or college. And now I'm going to get it again. That is why I'm saying it is unfair advantage of being in an uncomfortable place, or accepting that roller coaster journey, accepting that that this is the life and need to accept it happily and be happy of being wherever you are. But make sure that don't get too much attached towards it, because emotional investment will always keep you pushing your hardest and fastest boundary in your life. Whatever you really care for, whatever is your passion, whatever you are emotionally attached, that will bring extra energy and force in you to take that challenges in life and achieve that as well. That is what Ikigai says. You should love what you do. You should be passionate about it. It should be, people should need it. And you should be paid for it. And you should be happy doing that. I think my Ikigai is this one only. Education, travel. I think this is the simplest line of my life. And really, I want to make big difference. I'm just figuring it out how I will make big difference in life, and that can impact people's life, not mine only. I'm ready to sacrifice whatever comes in my way. Because after doing something which makes people, or common people, or ordinary people do something, that is what success looks like, according to me. It's not how much money I will earn or I'm earning. It's not how many flats I will own or how many buildings I will own. It's not what vehicle I drive. For me, success is not this one. This is a materialistic success. I want to achieve those success which says this man made this thing, and this is what brings changes in society. And I'm still looking for that particular opportunity where I will get, and I will go there. and grab that opportunity. I'm ready to make my life unconventional, ready to sleep without AC sometime, ready to travel in auto rickshaw rather in AC cab. But I'm striving for that particular thing. I want to make it no matter what coming. This is what I want to share. It might be awkward, but I don't know. I just wanted to share. I wanted to record it. And this is what is happening. So this is all, guys. If you really liked it, do share your feedback. If you have anything, any ideas or suggestion, it is highly appreciated. And I love that. I will respond your comment. Stay safe, be happy, and find your ikigai. That is important, and that is what makes you happy at the end. And life is all about that particular stuff. Nothing is meaningless or meaningful until you are not enjoying what you do. See you in next episode.